the political climate has really intensified since you first reported this Taylor Swift white supremacist conjunction. First, there was the Pulse nightclub shooting, and then the election of Donald Trump and the rise of the alt-right in Charlottesville.
Around Pulse, I thought it was strange that Taylor Swift wasn't saying anything because all these other celebrities were. So I emailed her representative and I said, we're writing an article about this. Do you have comment? And then right before our article went up, she finally said something.
The handwritten note she wrote a couple of days after the Pulse nightclub shooting read, as you bury your loved ones this week, please know that there are millions of us sending you love and our deepest sympathy in the face of this unthinkable and devastating tragedy. Some people wouldn't cut her slack for the delay, I guess.
I think it was because since Lady Gaga did the Fame Monster, which was her second album in 2009, she started calling her fans little monsters. And since then, there's Rihanna's Navy, which Rihanna calls her fans the Navy. The Beehive is Beyonce's. And then Taylor Swift has her Swifties. Now, when something happens like this, these fan groups mobilize and demand public statements. You did not see this before Twitter. And since Charlottesville, people have asked her two things. One, they've asked her to denounce Nazis.
Wouldn't be controversial to denounce Nazis.
And then the other thing is to denounce Trump. Even most mainstream conservatives want nothing to do with Nazis. If she comes out and denounces Trump, to take you back to CPAC in the Republican National Convention where I heard shake it off everywhere, she would have that audience upset. And if you look at where the 1989 tour played, it mostly played in big arenas in the South and in suburbs, which are areas that Trump won. So I think those numbers would play into it.